Hey, your turn up days are now over. Can you see something in college? You were doing late night 2 a.m. study, 5 a.m. waking up for exam. That rubbish must end, because guess what? You have not graduated and now you have to become an adult. Some of you, this might mean 9 to 5, sharp, sharp. That means that you must show up there. In fact, 8:45. And you must not leave earlier than 5. Some of you people cannot just go and be doing smess somewhere, okay? Because if God has provided you with a job, you better be respectful. The other ones of you that don't have a job, you know, you're still searching, you're still looking. Me, myself, gone safe. I didn't find a job for a while, though, but maybe I wasn't even looking that hard. But some of you, we apply, and it will take time. But that's fine. Just become stronger in your faith in that time. I don't want to be hearing story about, oh, my life sucks because I don't have a job. No. This is your time to trust God as provider. Tell me something, now that you have now worked hard and you know the system, can you not come and encourage somebody else and tell them that it's not that bad? That's what I'm doing for you today. So please adjust yourself and be prepared for this adulting life. It's not easy, okay, but it's doable. You know, we all don't have 3 years that we are doing it, so get with the program and get to applying. You will get job. Say amen. Watch out.
Welcome to another episode of Niger Girl Talks. It's your host, Olamide Ayanda. I am live and direct from Oakland, California. No longer in Maryland.
Right. Welcome to the Bay Area.
Welcome to the Bay. I traveled just to link up, with my next cast. We have today with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kende.
Hey, y'all. It's Taiwo.
And if you can already guess, they're twins.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we are.
Oh, my gosh. Identical twins. We're currently recording from LinkedIn.
We are.
So, by the time you're hearing this as well, you're probably knee-deep into graduation season, right? It's May. Everybody's graduating. It's probably even June if you're hearing this podcast. Let's probably get it out on time. So you'll probably be at a cookout. Always a cookout, a grad party, something. But you're knee deep in grad season. And this podcast is basically dedicated to all the graduates of class of 2019.
That's not me, but hey.
Yeah. Class of 2014 coming through.
2015 out here.
Yeah. We just doing a podcast. Just shed light about post-grad life, just inspire all our non-job babes that are graduating that it is okay, and just to shed light on our journey to give you peace about yours.
Yeah, that's true.
As custom, before we dig deep into the podcast, I typically ask questions, but my first question is, of course, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
It's called the talk. So what are you talking about with your girls? What's on your tongue? What are you jesting about?
Ooh. What are we jesting about? We just had lunch with one of our good friends. What are we talking about?
When did we talk about? Our trip to Vegas. We have a work/fun trip coming up, so we're talking about that. What else are we talking about? We have another trip coming up in July.
We talk about trips, but also just talking about, like, working out. It's 2019.
Yeah. Time to get fit.
One of my goals is just to be more active. So I was just like, you know, I got to start working out, eating better. So we just talking about, like, how to do that and be consistent with it.
Yeah, that's really it. Fitness, travel.
Yeah.
Work.
Work.
You're at work, but.
Fitness and travel and work. Yeah.
That's really it.
That's it.
What you just in about?
That's all we talking about.
It's a lot, but I think I'm gisting about this week is just like following the Lord's will for your life.
That's good.
Okay.
And just being obedient, because like when you're not being obedient, that peace of God sometimes is removed.
Yeah.
And I was like having anxiety the week before, and I was like, yo, where's the anxiety coming from, you know? And it felt like the peace of God wasn't on what I was doing. So I had to reevaluate and like what I had to do, I was doing, and I realized that I was working for someone that God never intended me to work for, you know, and I really loved working for this person, but I just felt like by working for them, I wasn't one doing what God had called me to do, which was the podcast and being diligent with that.
Yeah.
But I was focusing on building that person's brand and neglecting this.
Yeah.
And I was toiling, like struggling working with that person. But when it comes to my podcast, I'm able to do it, you know, like I have the grace to do it. So I was just like, God, you know, like I'm going to do it. So I quit working for the person, you know, had that big girl conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm excited for season two. All
right.
Next chapter.
We're going to come harder and better, and we're going to be more diligent.
With
this podcast.
Two snaps.
So I met Taiwan Kenny in 2012.
Oh man,
back in the day,
back at the conference. Days.
Yeah, I went to a church retreat. Did not want to go. And that's how Taiwan Kenny. I had previously met them the month before. I was at PG Mall with my best friend at the time, and they went to school with her at Temple, and she was talking to them. Sitting there eating my Taco Bell as they're talking with her, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. That was 2012.
Oh
my gosh, that's so funny.
And then the following month, I see them at this conference. I'm like, I did not know y'all were fully with my church, you know? And then I think I said Taiwan Kenny, and y'all, I guess y'all recognized me. I don't know how it happened, but like from that instant, we were like collected at the hip for that 3 days. We were just doing, I slept in their room. I ate lunch with them, ate dinner with them.
Instant friendship.
Yeah, I knew them forever, but I just literally just met them. And then it's just, we've been connected since. Like, that's crazy. That's seven years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Longest relationship ever.
Yeah, no. So just wanted to do a podcast with them since I'm out here already for I'm here for graduation, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of our friends graduated from Berkeley, so I was like, let me have a podcast with y'all, plus they're famous, so let me get them on the pack. The guy that stuck his hand in the elevator, he was like, aren't they famous? I'm like, yeah, they're famous.
Oh, no.
He's like, they're famous. Oh, this is a white guy, so you're famous.
No, because sometimes we do like internal videos.
Sure. Yeah, you know, doing cameos in movies, doing ads, being sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Amen.
Okay, let's dig deep. So we're doing a post-grad podcast, like I said earlier.
Okay, let's get it.
So, I used to visit Temple, where y'all went to, a lot.
We know.
Yeah, right. I went to Morgan, and I would catch the China bus and the Mega bus.
Remember the China bus.
I think it's still around, but Mega bus is definitely dominating. And I would catch the bus to come to Temple. Like, I literally lived in Philly, even though I went to school in Baltimore. I was an honorary Temple owl. Anyway,
go owls.
So when I was there, Taiwan Kenny, they dominated that campus.
Oh, girl.
They dominated. They came, they saw, they conquered. And I really living their lives in college, you know? So how was that? Like, when y'all graduated from Temple, what did you expect life after graduation to be like for y'all?
You
can start, Ken.
Yeah, I mean, college was great. I loved everything about going to Temple, and if I could go back, I'll do it, you know, the same. I'll choose to go there. I loved Temple. It wasn't all glitter and gold. I would say, like, I had some tough times. Like, I was really low-key my senior year of college, actually, just because I went through, like, this tough breakup, and I was trying to really figure out where I was with my relationship with God and just align it with my career. So after all of that, really, I thought I was going to graduate, and life would be good. I had the job. I already accepted my full-time offer.
Come on, Vancouver.
I had a new apartment with my twin sister. I'm like, okay, I'm starting this new life in Philly. So, and I had my friends, so I just thought, you know, school is over. I'm a big girl now, making big girl decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to take on the world by storm. Let's wait till I get to and then what? But yeah, that's what I thought life would be. I just thought life would be not easy, but I thought I was going to skate through it. I thought it would be something I didn't think it would be a lot of challenges. I just thought, oh, I have it all together. I can do this. I've planned for this day for years, and it's time for me to go.
Time to level up.
Yeah.
So, what about you?
For me, this is Tyrell, y'all. So, for me, I remember, so I studied public health in undergrad, and when it was my last semester of my senior year, I was just like, I do not want to do public health.
Me too.
I need to do something else. So, I was trying to figure it out. It was like the week of graduation. I still didn't have a job lined up. Kenny had a job with twins, and you know the comparison is real. So I was just like, okay, I gotta figure it out. So I was talking to Kenny, and she introduced me to somebody. Boom, I got an offer at the same company Candy was going to work for, Vanguard, and I was like, yes, praise God. So I had a job, like, the day before graduation, and my thoughts, what I was thinking when it comes to, like, post-grad life is, okay, I got this job, we just signed our first apartment together after undergrad, life's gonna be good, yeah. You know, like,
we got
we're
this.
Set, you
yeah,
know, like,
everything.
Ready for adulthood, it? Adulting, all the things that's on TV, I'm ready for, you know, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was what I thought, but that wasn't what actually happened.
Yeah, it wasn't reality.
So what really happened?
Okay.
Yeah.
I know the story.
Well, you know, started my big girl job, and I just thought I had it all together. And at that time, I don't know if I mentioned earlier, I studied finance. So I work in an investment management firm in Philly, and it just went the opposite direction of what I thought. Let's just say I wasn't crushing it. I mean, if you work in the industry, you know what the Series 7 is. I remember failing that test, and I was like, ooh. Life is not as easy as I thought it would be. I also just didn't feel like that industry was for me. I didn't feel accepted in that environment, which is, I mean, I had a few friends that I graduated college with that worked with me, but I didn't go to work excited every day.
Yeah.
I know how it is to really Sunday night feel like I don't want to go to work on Monday. And that's how I felt deep down. And I needed a change in my life. And honestly, this was the time where I rededicated my life to God, because I took so much pride in everything I had.
Mm-hmm.
My major, you know, this black woman in finance.
Come on,
my
girl.
My friendships, my internships, you know,
summer.
MLT,
right.
My associations. I took so much pride in that. And I wasn't talking to God anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, he stripped me of all of that.
Okay,
and
Job.
At that time, all I had was God. At that time, all I had was him to pray to cry to every day. Like, where am I going? Like, imagine waking up. And someone told you it's not ABC, it's ADB or something like that, right?
Right.
For 4 years straight, I thought I'm going to major in finance. I'm going to graduate in finance. I'm going to work in finance.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to believe that for so long and then realize, okay, this is not the path to me. I felt lost. I felt confused. And I felt like I was starting over.
Mm.
And it was very scary.
Yeah.
So that's what my post-college really felt like, and it hurt. I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
It wasn't easy, but it was an opportunity for me to get closer to God. And in those months of, like, leaving Vanguard and not having a job for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, 2 weeks later, I accept another offer with LinkedIn.
Come on now.
Only by the grace of God, because
come on, girl.
I applied on LinkedIn.com, and it's funny, I always talk about this. I applied through this easy apply. It took, like, 2 minutes. I thought I did it wrong. I was like, I'm not going to get called back. I got a call back the next day.
Come on, God.
Three people interviewed me. They invited me to Chicago.
Come on.
To do an on-site interview. I accepted the offer literally the next week.
Come on.
And although the program wasn't going to start a couple months later, I was just like, wow, God, this is really you. This is what it means to really give it all to you. Like, really let you be the center of every decision I am making. And, yeah, so that's, I'll keep it short, but that's what post-college was for me. Is really
that's some words, sis.
Relearning who I was in God, my faith, and removing all those things that I took so much pride in.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I'll, the offering
I'll
plate.
I see from a different perspective. I think, you know, I got this job at the college. I studied public health, and I didn't understand what finance really entailed. And then I had a whole year of working a job where I hated going into work.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, this life, like, there's gotta be more. I can't the joke we always make, Jesus didn't die for me to come to work every day, a job that I hate, you know.
She didn't.
But what I took out of that, you know, working a dead end job, was just that to just trust the process. I learned a lot in that year, a lot about, like, working in corporate, what I want to do with the next few years of my life, what I don't want to do. And I think just during that time, it was a learning experience, if anything. That's one thing I took away. I learned a lot. I remember one girl saying, I left Instagram for like a while, and I came back and posted one picture, and one girl was like, where have y'all been? And I was like, oh, girl, I was dealing with life. I couldn't be on Instagram. It was just too much. I didn't enjoy what I was doing, and I just needed a break from everything I was seeing because, you know, anyone's graduating, and you're just like, you know, like, they have this job, like, they're going back to school, they're doing all these awesome things. At that point in time, I didn't want to see that. I was like, I need to focus on my own plate and figure out what I want to do. So for the year, I was just figuring it out. Like, my first year out of college was not what I thought it would be, but it was the time to just get some experience. And that's what it was. I got that experience, I learned, I conquered a little bit.
And then I made her move here because I was lonely.
Right. three months after Kenny moved to San Francisco, she was like, Ty, we got to get you in this company. And I was like, okay.
Keep talking.
I was like, sign me up. But that was, in a nutshell, that that was how my first year post-college, post-grad life went. Mm-hmm. It was a tough one. It really was. But a lot of things were learned.
Yeah. So what is one thing you could tell your younger self back then to help them through that process of post-grad?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'll go. If there was one thing I could tell myself back in 2015 is that it would be, it's okay to not have it all figured out.
Yeah.
Okay. I know in undergrad, we make short-term goals and long-term goals, and you think you have to have every step figured out. You don't have to. Yeah. We're all still figuring it out. There are people I talk to here every day at work.
People at my job are winking it. Like, they're like 35, 40, and they're still winking it. Even with parenting and adulthood, like, they're still winking it. I'm just like, y'all spilling all the tea. Yeah. Y'all got together?
For real. Yeah. Like, that's the misconception that everyone that has graduated, we have it all figured out. We know what we want to do. We know how we want to spend the next few years, but it's not true. Like, and it's okay. I remember being in college. I used to wear my suits. I used to go on campus with, like, my heels and my suits. I want them to know, like, this girl is business.
Yeah.
I did not have it figured out, and I still don't. Yeah. And it's okay. Like, 2015 Tyro, like, if I can go back, it's fine. Just live your life.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, I'm going to add my two cents to you. Like, I totally agree. Like, I had a friend who... We went to school together. We're in a business school together. And we spoke last week. And she said, Kenny, in college, you had it all figured out. So even being that person, have it all figured out, things aren't always going to go your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, things do fall apart.
Come on now.
Quoting. But no, for real, like, things aren't always going to go according to plan.
That's true.
So you just got to learn how to just pick it up where it is at. But what my one, I guess, piece of advice, or if I could go back, is, and I'll take a little more on the spiritual side, but really put Jesus at the center. Like, what I've learned is that whether it's your career, whether it's friendships, whether it's relationships,
all right, now,
if God is not in it, that thing is not going to prosper. It's not going anywhere.
You're just like laboring in vain.
Yeah, and honestly, like, what I've learned is that I do make a lot of decisions for me just because of, you know, my fleshly, my desires, my worldly thinking, and all those things, they crushed. Like, they didn't prosper. They didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned from that. And even moving forward, I'm like, God, is this what I should do? Is this what you want from me? Or, you know, talk to me. Let me hear from you. So that's what I've been trying to do with everything. Even the small things, like, should I go on a date with this person? I mean, I'm not dating anyone now, but, you know.
She's single, y'all. Mom's podcast.
So if you hear this and you interested, you can slide in.
And you love the Lord.
You can slide in her DMs.
You talking about post-grad life?
Slide in my friend's DMs and ask about me. Just but yeah, just really putting God at the center of it all. That would be my one advice.
And I also want to add that I think we should also extend ourselves grace. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning that too right now. But it's like, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Like, I think we extend grace to other people but ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we put this, like, you must perform at this level. And if you're not, you're not. Like, be nice to yourself. Like,
it's hard.
I didn't have timelines in your head. But if God's, like you said, if God's not involved in that timeline, if God's not there, like, then it's not going to work. Like, God's will for you will always manifest. So it's like, just extend grace. Like, if you don't get that job 1 month before walking the stage, it is okay.
I think the pressure is coming from, I mean, of course we have societal pressures, but you have the pressure from your family because your parents worked so hard for you to get into college. They want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
And you know, Nigerian parents, like African parents in general.
Like, I mean, think about it. They migrated here from a country that they don't know. They didn't know that well just to give us a better life. So I can see, like, okay, like, they don't want their everything they do to be in vain, you know. But the ones to be like, okay, what I've sown has had a plenty harvest, and I want to reap my reward, you know.
Yeah.
Reap my harvest. But it's just like, I feel like sometimes that pressure can, like, cloud our judgment and make us doubt what God is doing for us.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. That's why I started my first major in college is biology. We thank God for revelation. Oh. That was not my portion.
Mine was chemistry.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know, I failed intro. To intro chemistry.
Hey!
I got a D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Chem 101, Chem intro. 100.
Oh,
intro to intro chemistry.
Wow.
And I was a chemistry major. Trying to be a pharmacist. Come on.
That was an instant prayer. That was an instant prayer. If you ask God what my major should be, and what is that? Wow.
It should have been communications, but... You know, African parents.
It's still all
working. Communication,
out,
yeah.
Yeah, you communicate right now?
Yeah. got jokes. So if we see you on the Instagram, we all see you traveling, living your best life with this person, with that person. And of course you have your struggles, of course, but you guys have really mastered living your best life, right? So how that came to be, like, how did I get to that place of living a life that you designed?
I like that I designed.
I mean, out of transparency, like, for a while, me and Tyler didn't travel for a long time.
Yes.
One, we couldn't afford it because, you know, paying college loans, going to school out of state is not cheap.
It's not cheap.
And it's two of y'all.
At the same time.
Exactly. So paying loans, but also we weren't born here, so we weren't citizens. And I was born in Nigeria.
I knew you were born in Nigeria, but it didn't click in my brain that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we became citizens, but still, at that point, I'm like, I don't have money for this. Like, my bank account was telling me, no. So at that point, I was just like, you know what? I'm not someone who grew up going to the beach on the summers of my family or taking vacations, but that's something I did want for me and even for my children. Every time I set this goal, like, okay, we're going to save up money and we are going to travel once a quarter. So we work in sales, so our mind is always on that quarter mindset.
Yeah.
So once a quarter, we need to just take a break, relax, and go somewhere we've never been, enjoy it, learn the culture, taste the food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been doing. I don't know. I'm living a really good life, but I know that my best life is not on this earth. Okay. You know, I think it's honestly just through prayer. I know. I just keep going back to prayer, but prayer works. I keep telling you. Like,
it sure does.
We prayed about it. I mean, we saved the money. We have a really good job that pays us, and also we have so many days off. And with all our days off, we just work that into our travels. And then we have a lot of time, like time we can take off as well. So we work that into our travels as well. We just make sure we have to be crushing it at work, and then we'll be crushing it on the gram, right? So that's, I mean, I hope that answers the question, but.
Yeah, I would add that. So adding to what Kenny said, I think, like she said, without God, we wouldn't be here. Like, I think my best life is definitely when I get to heaven, but I'm living a pretty good life now. But you can't worship these things. Like, you can't worship traveling. You can't worship followers. You can't worship, what do people care about these days?
Fame.
Like, fame. Like, you can't worship. Exactly. You can't worship any of those things. I was listening to Francis Chan the other day, and he was just saying our greatest fear should not be a failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter.
Okay.
While traveling is great, I love to travel, and having a job at one of the best tech companies is also awesome. Those are all fleeting things that I can't take to heaven.
Okay.
Right? So he was saying, like, imagine years from now, you look back over your life and you realize you've only succeeded at the fleeting things, the minor things, you know?
Mm.
When I look back in a couple of years, I don't want to be known as the girl that just traveled and traveled. I don't want to be known as the girl that just worked at LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You know, I want to leave my mark. I want to be able to say that I've made an impact on the lives of others.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part that goes unnoticed. Like, it's nice to do all those things. It's great now. But your best life is so much more than that. And I hope people realize that.
Yeah.
And even to add on, like, when we started traveling and realized, okay, we enjoy this, but there might be people who were what we were a couple years ago that maybe can't travel or they're afraid or can't afford it. So that's why we started our YouTube channel.
Come on now.
Chronicles of TK. But that's why we started our YouTube channel, to try to share our experiences and hopefully encourage other people to check it out, to travel, to make that step. And even if they don't know what to plan, hey, here are some activities we did.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this helps you in your journey as well.
Yeah. Good one, Kenny.
I have one more question.
Okay.
So what are five things, okay, 3 to 5 things to say that, that post-grads can focus on while they're in the season of post-grad?
I mean, I'm just thinking about when I graduated, what I focused on was definitely my career. Like, what I wanted to be doing in a year or two or even 5 years down.
That's
and how
good.
Do I build that network? So I was reaching out to people on LinkedIn, setting up informational interviews. I was like, what are you doing? How do I get that job? Okay, what type of experience do I need? Okay, what's next? So one, I focused on building out my network. Another thing I focused on was making an impact. So outside of your 9 to 5, what else do you do? Are you volunteering? Like, Ty, she's always volunteering with Backwards Code. Like, what else? Outside, because your 9 to 5 might not be your passion. So, like, for us, we have our YouTube on the side. But, like, what else are you doing to make that impact, but also to bring that fulfillment? Because you might go to work every day and be like, dang, I still feel,
Like something's
missing in my day-to-day.
That's true.
It's not as creative.
Yeah, I want to touch on that because a lot of people say, like, do something you're passionate about, you never work a day in your life or things like that, which is nice. I don't subscribe to that because I feel like, I think it's a good quote, but I don't subscribe to it because I know that, like, God put me in a season. Every season is going to be a harvest. There's going to be, you know, times where you're being planted and you're just a seed, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've been in that for the past 9 months. Like, out of transparency, I'm in a new job, so I got a promotion about 10 months ago and I've not been doing that well in my role. Like, I've been getting by, but like, I work in sales, I need to be crushing it, you know? So I've been like, you know, performing here and there, but I need to be doing better. And I know that I'm just in a season in my life where like the harvest isn't here yet, but you know what? I'm going to keep putting in the hard work. I'm going to keep coming in and embracing that process and just, I'm not going to give up because I know that the harvest is coming and it's not that season yet. And I'm not passionate about coming to work and not feeling good about my job or like my performance, but like, I love what I do every day. I love the people that I work with.
Yeah.
And I know that it's all a part of the process and you just got to trust it.
Yeah.
But let me go back to your question. Like,
no, that was good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really good. I want to add another thing to my, I think I had 2 points. The third one would be saving.
I want to
tell
that too.
Yo, let me tell y'all something.
Y'all need to get y'all money and your coins.
Financial freedom.
What is that app?
Because
tell us about.
Cause I'm, like a couple years ago, my hairdresser sat me down. Was like, "Are you saving?" And I'm like, "Saving, saving for what?" You know, like I don't have a checking account. Didn't have a credit card. Mm-hmm. Only checking account. She was like, "Alameda, I'm gonna tell you right now. You need to get your finances in order." So I looked at my credit score for the first time in years. Girl, it was ugly. It was ugly. It was bad. And it was bad because of my student loans.
Yeah.
That's my only debt, my student loans. Because, yeah. So I would help graduates to really work on your credit score. Like, you really want to have your finances in order to show that you are capable of being good with money, because in the future, when I buy a house, when I buy a car, you don't want your past to impact your future.
Yeah.
So right now my credit score is banging.
Okay. And
I will one day get my house.
All right.
That's my next goal. but yeah, just I wish I knew that when I graduate to work on get my coins. You know, that's the loans.
Yeah, you have to get your house in order.
I wish someone told me. I mean, my finance classes told me, but I didn't listen. I'm saying, like, I wasn't saving. When I first moved out here, I was living paycheck to paycheck. Rent is like $2,000 and up. Like, I'm like, get this check, spend it. Get this check, spend it. And then I didn't have a credit card like you, so when I was applying to apartments, they were like, do you have a cosigner? Like, I was like, so I would definitely say focus on that now, especially because you probably are in debt, maybe, and you probably aren't saving, or maybe you do have some savings, but I know for me, I have different things I save for.
Mm-hmm.
I save for trips.
Yes.
Which is separate from the loans that I'm paying off. Like, I'm saving to put back in there. And then I'm also saving for the future. Like, you know, one day I'm going to get married.
Come on, Naomi. All
right, girl.
Have
she's
a
already
home.
Saving for the marriage.
So I need to have, my wedding, y'all. That's just another story. I just not need that
not
money.
Not this podcast. You keep going on top. This is not the podcast of relationships.
But, I want to just make sure I'm ready and equipped. Yeah. Financially.
And I think this, as being Nigerians, our parents didn't really teach us about finances. Like, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, and that's not the life I want to live. Like,
exactly.
I want to live a paycheck, I save majority of it, and live off a small percentage after I pay tax, of course.
Yeah,
but, like, I feel like Nigeria, we never learned it. So now I'm trying to, like, change my mindset so I can, prepare for my future and my kids don't have to, live through, like, mommy and daddy living through paycheck to paycheck. You know, we're going to Disneyland this year because we have the money for it. We can travel, pay the money for it. We can do summer camp, pay the money for it. So I want to actually do that.
To touch on one more thing. Do not be the person that travels and come back and you're broke. Like, travel, you're living your best life on the gram. You come back, you can't even pay rent. You late on rent, you can't pay groceries.
I have to say this. One thing I need to say about traveling is this. Like, you need to travel for yourself. Don't be traveling for Instagram, because if Instagram didn't exist, would you post that picture? Would you even buy that trip? Buy that flight? Like, travel because it's something you want
to
explore a new place.
And you
need
a rest.
Not for the likes. The likes aren't even worth that $500 flight. Okay?
And then now they're...
One
like
the
likes.
Yeah.
They're about to remove the likes. So...
Good. One like does not equal $1.
So,
I went to touch on one more... I keep saying one more thing. One more thing about the... when we were talking about, like... I think I said something about building your house. When you're choosing that first job, I think one thing to keep in mind is just, like benefits and your perks,
oh my gosh,
when you're choosing that job, because I feel like I don't know. I feel like everyone wants to, like, have this cool job, work in tech, or, like, work in whatever, mm-hmm. be a doctor, be a lawyer, all those professional things. But, like, just make sure that you understand how you're getting paid, because, yeah. you know, you can be getting six figures, which is, like, normal. That's regular if you live in the Bay Area, because yeah. rent is crazy. But like,
if you work in tech, I don't know.
But. Yeah, if you okay. work in tech. But then if you have a company like LinkedIn who also pays for, like, your loan reimbursement. So anytime I pay my loans, I'm getting that money back. It's, you know, putting back in a circle. You know, mm-hmm. paying for me to, like, go work out and things like that. So I just say, like, keep that in mind. That's another way you can think of how you're going to be adding to your income.
Y'all, I spent my whole day in this building, and I've been eating from morning to now. Like, I had three rounds of snacks, I had breakfast, I had lunch, and I'm still hungry, and it's free. So yeah, the benefits are amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, choose a company that's gonna choose to invest in you.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want to share, like, we should also invest in friendships.
Yes.
I think, like, you know, when you're in college, you're surrounded by all your friends, so it's like you're popping, you're hanging out with everybody, but then you realize, like, when you leave, like, these friendships were like convenience, like mm-hmm. they weren't committed to me. Like, the fact that we just yeah. had the same class together, were roommates, is the reason why we hung out. When you move the class, move the living situation away, it's like we have nothing in common. Like, you might even talk about Instagram,
yeah,
but there's people that are actually committed to, like, covenant friendships that, okay, you need to actually cultivate that friendship. Like, hey girl, how you doing?
Yeah,
let's have run this catch up. How you know, like, be intentional with the yeah. person. I was like, I felt like when I graduated, I just lost touch with everybody. Mm-hmm. And somebody called me out, like, listen, you graduate one little time and you go MIA, like, no, that's not supposed to be, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, you're right, it's not supposed to be like that. So, like, actually cultivating intentional friendships yeah. and also working on yourself. There's some things you did in undergrad that is not acceptable once you walk the stage.
Excuse me,
okay.
Let us know.
Okay.
There's some things that are not acceptable, like eating unhealthy, like eating ramen.
People still eat ramen?
Girl.
I mean, God, I don't know their pockets, but right? you know, like, that's what you got.
Cheating your body.
We did have Indomie the other day.
Mm. Indomie is good. It's good for the body.
But ramen isn't.
No, it's not. High sodium.
Well, we live in San Francisco where, like, people, there's, like, everyone has a personal trainer. Everything is organic. They got fresh juice.
Acai bowls.
So you're going to be healthy. People go hiking for fun, and we're like, I just want to stay home and watch Netflix. So, yeah, you're not going to have a problem if you live here. But I want to touch on that friendship thing, because same. I didn't know how important that was, because I was kind of, like, high and by with a lot of people. I never really pursued depth until recently when it comes to my friendships. I was talking to my friend Whitney, who came to visit us a few months ago. And we, because she lives in New York, I live in San Francisco. Like, it's hard to keep in touch. Like, we talk maybe once a week. But one thing that's really important is just pursuing depth and, like, no more surface level relationships. This is 2019. Like, it doesn't make sense. I know some people are like, oh, let's, you know, I love a relationship where we don't have to talk for the whole year, and then one day we talk and everything is talked about, whatever. I believe that if you're gonna have a friendship with me, like, I want to talk to you more than once a year, and
yeah, not every
be
day
intentional about, but, like, friendship, like, let's be in, like, not just when you need something. Like, that's my biggest pet peeve, when people reach out to me when they, like, want something, and I'm just, God is working on my heart, because I'm so over people just reaching out to me when they need stuff. Like, friendship is, you know, two-way street. Let's work on each other and help each other out.
Yeah, and I'll add on as well, this Kenny. I mean, from college, I have maybe two people I still talk to every day. Not every day, but maybe once a month or once or twice, which is Flavia and Gavin, like my two friends from college. But one thing I've learned, even with friendships after graduating, is that some people are your friends, and some people are your fans. And you got to realize.
I remember.
Like, I was saying that, and then all of a sudden, I think it was Michael Todd or Steve Hernick that talked about it. Like,
I think it was Charles Metcalf.
Okay.
I forget his name, but he was at Transformation Church.
Okay. But one thing I've learned. Like, some people really want to invest in the relationship mm-hmm. and have that depth. And then other people just want to be around you.
Yeah.
Okay, we hung out today. Oh, we took a picture today. Yeah. Oh, we did this together. But what is this relationship fruitful?
Is
what am I getting
value?
From right? Excuse and if it's me? Not, it gotta go.
I think people, you know, people think I'm cool and famous on Instagram. But when they hang out with me, I'm like in a bonnet in the dark watching Netflix. And they're like, that's all you do? Yes. That's all I do. It's like, okay, I'm gonna talk to you later. And that's fine with me. That's yeah. fine with me. Like, yeah, that fan and friend thing is, like, is real. But
yeah, you just learn to be a friend.
Yeah, everybody
can. It's not to be at peace with people, not to be everybody's friend.
Right. Yeah.
You be at peace without being friends. Right. Friendship is a big word.
But I think also working on yourself. Did I mention it earlier?
Yeah.
Working on yourself, like,
you have to.
You have to, like, there's some insecurities that we have that we don't deal with in undergrad, and it's like, okay, I need to come at be at peace with myself. Like, okay, why am I insecure about this area and not that area? And it's working on past traumas and insecurities that you may have that can be hindering you from progressing where you want to be in life. Yeah. You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that, like, it's national. It's like Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah, it is.
I was reading something, and it's just talking about how as adults now, like, you know, we adults, we pushing 30, kind of, I'm 26. But it's okay. Like, all the things we used to frown upon, like, back in the day, like, having a therapist, like, things like that are important. You need a therapist. Like, I don't have a therapist right now, but something that I was reading, I was just like, back in college, I would have thought, oh, like, why would I need a therapist? Like, I'm good. Like, I can just go and pray and I'll be okay. But that, I feel like that's something that, if you're working on yourself and you know, you need someone to talk to, you need a counselor, you need a therapist, like, definitely make the investment. If you need a personal trainer because you know that you can't do this gym thing alone, invest. Like, you gotta make the investment.
And stop being cheap.
Like, I said the same thing. Someone was like, Alameda, you can't do everything free in life anymore. You need to invest in your business. Mm-hmm. Cause I think I was complaining about how PayPal, when you do an invoice, it takes 4% now. And I was
my
God. I need my coins.
Charge it back.
She was like,
add it.
And I was like, Alam, you can't be free forever. You gotta invest in your craft.
You have to. Go ahead.
I was talking about getting a new camera the other day. I'm not a photographer or anything, but the camera itself was $1,500, and then the lens is $1,000. I was like, dang, like, am I getting money for this picture?
It's saving season. What are you gonna take out of your daily spend?
Right? Is this gonna equate to one trip? Am I gonna take or what? Right. But I mean, you got to make the investment. Everything's not going to be free. You're going to get this iPhone camera, which is great, but not the quality I'm looking for. So
that's one thing I would say, like, if I had to sum this up, post-grad life, you have to make the investment. Because in undergrad, I felt like everything was given to me. I was an RA, so I had free food. I had
free housing.
I had people I had to talk to. They were my friends, you know, my colleagues that I worked with, my residents. But post-college, nothing is handed. Nothing is given. You need to invest in everything that you want. Mm-hmm. If it's relationships, you need to invest in that. If it's yourself, because you want to live your best life, invest in yourself. If it's your career, do that. So just make the investment.
Well, one thing I want to add is also, like, hate to break mommy and daddy's hearts, but invest in your hobby.
Yeah.
Hobby, quote unquote hobby. It's not a hobby. It's something that God gave you. But yeah, invest in your passion. Like, I wish, like, after undergrad, so I started blogging in undergrad. It was a freshman year project for English class. Mm-hmm. And that's how Urban Disciple, the blog, got started. And I kept on continuing it. And it was just, like, something that I took pride in. Like, this is my baby, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, last year, I was just like, whoa, I'm about to be 30 soon. And I don't want to be that 30-year-old wife or 30-plus-year-old wife. And I'm like, I wish I did X, Y, and Z when I was still single.
Mm.
Which is why this podcast came to be. Like, I want to say I had a podcast. Yeah. Mommy was popping. Mommy was doing all X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You know, not like, oh, I wish I did that. No, I did it. Mm-hmm. And I will have no regrets when I get married and have kids. Yeah. So it's just like, invest in what you are passionate about.
Yes.
And pour yourself into it.
Yeah.
You talked about something earlier before we started the podcast recording. You said that someone didn't, I think it was another podcaster, or I don't know what is the right term, but she didn't get selected to some Spotify podcast something. Created her own.
Our fellow girl, Nekka G.
Oh, Nekka, yeah.
Passing through. You know, she shared that she had applied for Spotify's podcasting. Like, they pick like 20 people and they help them, like, grow their podcast to a legit platform.
Yeah.
That's by mentoring and giving them resources. And she's, you know, her boyfriend told her to submit it. She submitted it. And her podcast is legit, and they still didn't pick her. And he was like, bump that. We're going to do our own.
Right.
And he does all of, like, the audio stuff for her, but she does the recording, the script, the recording, all that stuff. And he just edits it for her. And it is quality. And it was just you don't need a major platform to recognize you.
Hello?
Take it into your own hands. Okay. And make it come to life.
It's so true.
When you're post-grad, like, whatever you're passionate about is writing, making music. You can even collab with other people that are like-minded to get this, you know, passion out there. And just create. Let's do something that you're passionate about. Volunteer if you're passionate about that.
Yeah.
Help the homeless. Like, everybody's called to something else on this planet. Like, people are passionate about education. Some people are passionate about policy. Some people are passionate about the ecosystem. I don't know why, but I understand.
You know, people are passionate about
it. I'm like, girl, I'm going to use a straw if I want to. Anyway, but whatever you're passionate about, pour yourself into it, because that's really, your job was not going to satisfy you.
Amen.
You
know? That's the word. So, and there's not always going to be a space for you. And if there isn't, you need to create it.
Creators.
Right.
Yeah, you know, funny, I was talking to somebody. He's helping me, like, with social media. Like, I'm doing social media for somebody, and their former coordinator was talking to me. She was like, oh, what's your podcast about? I was like, oh, about, you know, Nigerian-American women and things we struggle with, such as blah, blah, blah. She was like, wow, it's really great that you found a niche that you're called to and that you're actually making a voice for them on this planet.
Hello. That's key.
I said, God, is that you?
Right.
That's the only bold woman, you know? So she's like, it's cool that you found your niche and you're actually given a platform to, you know, be seen and heard. I said, oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
Some confirmation.
That's good. That's good.
So, what's next?
Life? I mean, one day I'm going to get married, have some kids. No, I'm kidding.
You kidding?
What's next in terms of, like, life, career, passions, I'm assuming? Mm-hmm.
For that.
I mean, yeah. we got some trips coming up this summer. I'm so gonna be home. I can't wait to be married.
We gotta travel together one time before the rapture happens.
I know. Can you let us know doing these trips to wherever you go in, Atlanta, sister?
I'm going to Turks and Caicos.
Okay, you probably gonna be there while this is airing.
Right. Facts.
So what's next?
We got some trips coming up in the summer. Well, one work trip and then another.
One for leisure.
2 weeks in Singapore.
Yeah, we'll be in Asia.
Thailand, Philippines. So making a couple stops. And as far as our YouTube channel, Chronicles of TK.
Come on.
We got a few new series we're going to introduce in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we just finished our Tech Life series, which a lot of people said they were able to get some value out of it. But we want to start a new series for some folks that's not in tech. So we're excited about that.
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean, we're still working, you know, in tech and doing our YouTube on the side and loving each other, loving people, and loving God.
Is that our new mantra?
Loving God, loving people. Loving that's it, though. I mean, everything else only God knows.
Yeah.
Okay. I will be tuned in, of course, because, you know, I'm a loyal friend.
Thank you.
I'm committed.
Ooh, no surface level.
She's a loyal subscriber.
No, right. I can tell when Kenny I'm more loyal to me than I am to them. I lost my job last year. That's for January. I got fired after 3 weeks. Can you imagine? Mm. Anyway, but that was God's doing, because I got a better job. But these two basically cashed out me money individually. Oh, and I was like, like, it really, and then they were like, do you want to fly out to California? We'll pay for your ticket, because my birthday was like in a couple of weeks. And I was like, it's okay, I don't want to be inconvenienced. And they're like, no, we'll do. I was like, no,
I don't
want to
be inconvenienced,
because the money was enough, you know. But the whole, I should have taken it off right away. This place is lit, okay? But you know, I'm taking a little rain check on that offer.
That's been expired 2019.
What is this?
Promotion is over.
But where can everybody find y'all on the gram?
Yeah, so Kenny here. You can find me kende.ade, and then our Chronicles of TK page together.
And for Taiwo, you can find me at taiwo.ade. That's taiwo.ade. And of course, Chronicles of TK, we haven't been as consistent, but we promise something is coming.
We're going to come back. Don't worry.
Exactly.
And come back, share the YouTube now.
Oh, yeah. We got a couple videos on Chronicles of TK. Just YouTube search Chronicles of TK.
Or you can just search Taiwo and Kenny and we'll come up.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's it, y'all.
Because they're famous. They're one and only Taiwo and Kenny.
There are so many Taiwo and Kenny.
No, the only one, the original, is you two.
Okay, we'll take it.
And you can find us at Ninja Girl Talks on Instagram. Stay tuned for another episode coming soon, live and direct. Oda ball.